Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children, and by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Joshua Annan, and I've known him now for a couple of years. He's a young man of 25 years of age, and he works for the Adventist Healthcare System and also has been involved in the Hope Channel Sabbath School show. So, Joshua, we're going to get right to the point. We're talking about Christian dating or courtship. So, when did you recognize that, you know, maybe you were interested in someone of the opposite gender, that and you had to come to your own conclusions as to how you were going to conduct yourself? When did that those first awakenings begin?
Well, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. However, when I was a child, I was typically going to public schools. And at public schools, you're not really that concerned about what religion a girl may be a part of, and especially not what denomination. So what tended to happen was that, you know, you just like the girls and they like you, but of course you're not thinking about the future. But as I became older, about the age of 21, I realized how crucially important it was to be with someone who shares my religious beliefs, who I could build a future with, and who I could have a God-centered relationship with.
So you're in middle school when you first begin to notice girls, and there's that flirtatiousness, and there's peer pressure, and were you able to navigate through that without too many scars? Or
Well, yeah, because in middle school, girls didn't really like me. It was, you know, I liked one girl who was deaf. She didn't like me. I liked another girl who, you know, none of them were really interested in me. And I guess it was because I didn't have much personality at that time. But as I grew and grew, you start to become a different type of person, and they start to take a liking to you. However, if you don't have a serious spiritual life, especially as a child, you'll never think to really draw to someone because of who they are spiritually.
So when did you gain your spiritual life?
Wow. I would say that it took different steps. So I took larger and larger steps. I always knew right from wrong as a child, but I would say that my junior year in college was when I really started to grow closer to God and what it is that He wanted for my life. And so I tried to give up bad habits and I tried to do better things, but when you don't have the prayer life and the life of Bible study along with that, it doesn't really go anywhere. So then when I graduated from college, I was 21 years old. I came back home. I had a job, and life became very lonely for me, very lonely. And I realized how loneliness can impact someone emotionally, and how if you don't have someone to cling to share your thoughts with, you can go around looking for just anyone to do that with. So I fell into that pattern where I wasn't really too concerned about who the woman was spiritually, because in the church, the girls didn't have serious spiritual lives themselves. So I would step out of the church. I would say, oh, okay, well.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter if the girls in the church aren't spiritually minded. What does it matter?
Right. That's the main thought. However, I started to discover something that just amazed me. Even when young men and young women were in the church and had one foot in and one foot out, they inherently knew who they were supposed to marry eventually. Essentially, we know what God's design is for us. If I see a woman that's wearing very short skirts, or, you know, if she has her breasts out, I could think to myself, you know, that doesn't look like someone who could be my wife, because a wife wouldn't dress that way. Mm-hmm. The mother of my children wouldn't dress that way. Or if she curses a lot, mm-hmm. It's very unattractive. And if they don't represent maybe what your own mother or your own father was like, then you won't be attracted to them in the long run. But for the time being, it could satisfy a need.
So did you make a plan? Did you begin to think through how you were going to conduct yourself and how you wanted that special person to conduct themselves?
Yes, yes. When it came to clothing especially, because I didn't want to be with someone who shows off her body. I didn't want to be with someone who was impatient or unkind. Eventually, I got into my first serious spiritual relationship. And I was attracted to this woman simply because of who she was spiritually. However, I forgot about every other category. We didn't connect as well as we should have. Sometimes we had debates about certain things. And because you guys share the same beliefs, that's, of course, the most important thing. However, you can't forget about other categories as well.
So it's possible for that prospective mate to be too conservative. We sometimes call it cold conservatism. What does that look like in a relationship?
What it looked like for me was that the person did have a love for Christ, and they were very conservative. However, it was to the point where it was simply about habits of the church rather than what is really allowed and not allowed. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know I may
be speaking. Let's break it down. How did it impact what you ate?
Oh.
We can start with that. It's very rudimentary, but.
I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, and in the Seventh-day Adventist faith, a vegetarian diet is strongly promoted. However, this person was a Seventh-day Adventist, and they were a vegetarian, so sometimes they would frown upon me because I was eating meat at the time. So I would go back and forth between a vegetarian diet and a meat-eating one, but health and fitness was always very important to me. However, for this person, they didn't really take their health seriously, although they were a vegetarian. So they weren't setting the best example, and it kind of reinforced my own belief that.
Was it ever a source of contention between the two of you?
At times, yes. But because I was the man in the relationship, she didn't have as much power over me as maybe she would have liked to have. And she was very docile, too. So in the end, I had my own say. But as the Bible says, that by the woman's conduct, she should influence the man that she's with.
So we've talked about food. What about exercise? Was there any, were you on the same page there?
I pushed her to be on the same page that I was on, and it became a requirement in our relationship that she takes her body very seriously. And so she started to go to the gym, and she started to lose weight, and she understood how beneficial it was. However, anyone who is in a relationship and wants their partner to take their health more seriously, they have to do it in a kind way. Because if they don't, the mm-hmm. other person can feel very insecure about themselves. They can feel like they're less than a human being if that sort of thing is pushed too mm-hmm. much. And they could have image issues at the end of the day.
I remember when I first met you, and I still chuckle when I think of this, because you were telling me about a pastor friend of yours who was overweight. And you really felt convicted that you needed to point that out to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then and then you had this just quizzical look on your face when you explained that you guys were no longer friends.
Yes. I would say that, you know, I would say that, oh, that was a sad situation.
Well, and I think if you used the same tactic on, you know, your girlfriend, that she might have the same reaction.
Right. But I think with that situation, I did it through email when I should have done it in person. Because when you read an email, you determine for yourself mm-hmm. what tones the person is using, what their body language would be like if they were speaking to you face to face. You have to determine that all on your own. But if I'm speaking with you in person, as I am now, you can see my body language. You can hear my tone. Mm-hmm. And so the words actually mean a lot less because it's more so how the person is conducting themselves. So in a relationship, kindness, having the heart of Christ, the mind of Christ, he wasn't someone who forced people to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He told them the truth, some very mm-hmm. strong truths. However, he did it in a kind and loving way.
So you, as a young person, had already developed that schema for who you eventually wanted to be with. And did you think at the time that this young lady that we're talking about, that she was the one?
Early on, I thought so. And that's because biblically, she was what a wife is supposed to be. However, the lesson that I learned was that although I believe that she's going to be an incredible wife someday, she wasn't the perfect match for me. Mm-hmm. I was once visiting a church, Pikesville Seventh-day Adventist Church, and I spoke with a friend of mine, an older gentleman in his 40s, and he told me about the concept of Adam and Eve, the fact that the person who we're supposed to marry is supposed to be someone who we feel was literally created for us. Just as Eve mm-hmm. came from Adam's rib and God molded her from there, in our minds, we should feel that the person who we're in a relationship was literally created for us.
Mm, that's a good concept. Well, we're going to take a break right here, but when we come back, we want to unpack a little bit what caused the final breakup. We'll be right back.
Hey, my name is Jessie, and I just wanted to talk about what bothers me the most. Is when I'm walking down the hallway on my way to class or my locker and someone says, "Hey, shorty," or "Hey, little freshman." I know I'm short, but why does everyone have to point it out? In my opinion, short people rock. I mean, being tall isn't all that wonderful. They can't do a lot of things that short people can do. And the tall people can do things that short people can't do. We are all different sizes for a reason. I like the way I am. Don't try to change yourself because of other people. You rock the way you are.
This Kids Talk moment was brought to you by Baltimore White Marsh Adventist School. For more information, go to www.bwmschool.org. Welcome, welcome. I'm talking with Joshua Annan, and he's sharing with us his journey. He's a young man of 25 years of age, and I really appreciate the fact that you're being vulnerable and honest with us, because there are a lot of young people that are emerging into that adulthood, and maybe they haven't sat down and really thought through, what do I want in a spouse, and how am I going to conduct myself in an honorable way? And in an honorable way, such that if the relationship doesn't work out, I can walk away with no regrets. I mean, of course, it's always sad to say goodbye to a relationship, and you always wish you could remain as friends. And that's what we're going to unpack in this half. So you had this young lady. She was a very sincere Christian. It sounds like you were compatible on so many levels, but yet there was a little bit of issue with maybe ultra-conservatism or judgmentalness, maybe on both of your parts, I don't know. But at what point in the relationship, first of all, how long did you date?
We were dating for approximately 11 months.
At what point did you begin to get those little red flags along the way?
The red flags actually happened pretty early on in the relationship, maybe around the second month. However, they died down. But at about month 7, that's when things became very serious. It got to the point where once I realized that this woman wasn't meant to be my wife, I actually started to suffer physically.
Yes.
There would be times where I would...
Because you really care.
I really care about this woman, but she's not meant for me mm-hmm. long term. And if I hold on to her, then really and truly, I'm depriving another man who's supposed to have her mm-hmm. from spending the rest of his life with his own Eve. Mm-hmm. And then my Eve is mm-hmm. going to be with someone else because I was taken with someone who I wasn't really mm-hmm. supposed to be with. And I think it's because, for me, I ended up with her because I didn't truly understand what God's ideal for me was. God has an ideal for each and every one of us.
And so do you understand now what it is?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, so it encompasses spirituality. It encompasses personality. It encompasses common goals and values. But what about does your perfect Eve have to be from a certain country or have a certain ethnicity?
That's a great question. Well, I'm currently in a relationship now, and I truly feel, even before we got into a relationship, I truly believe that this was God's creation for me. And we're not from the same country. However, she has improved who I am as a human being, as a man, as a Christian, in ways that I can't even comprehend. And I know that God used her as a tool to keep me on the right path and to help me to reach higher heights. So far, she's from Angola, by the way. Angola, which is in Southwest Africa. And when I first met her, I was really intimidated because not only was she educated, she had a lot of experience doing many things. She had worked for 3ABN, and she spoke three languages fluently, English, Spanish, and Portuguese. And I thought to myself, how am I supposed to match up to this woman?
Well, I'm going to just interject here. You are gifted. You are gifted with languages. You are gifted. I have seen you in action and pick them up very fast, and you pick up the nuances of the accents. And
oh, thank you, Dr. Gamble. Thank you. It's Portuguese is a language that I'm now concentrating on learning. Mm-hmm. And if I can't describe to you how much I believe God has brought her into my life, because I speak to her parents on the phone, her parents who don't even live in the state. I speak to them all over the phone either every day or every other day because, you know, we have that kind of relationship already. On top of that, I've been learning this language and I've been practicing.
Do you speak with them in it?
Yes,
in
I do. Yes, I say 80% of the time.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. And when I feel a level of love around them, I feel love from them that I feel that I didn't receive mm-hmm. from my parents, especially spiritually, mm-hmm. because me and her parents both have the same belief. You know, mm-hmm. we're all Seventh-day Adventists. However, with my family, my father isn't a Seventh-day Adventist. Mm-hmm. He was never able to lead me spiritually because he didn't study his Bible. He wasn't one to pray. He wasn't one that had a close relationship with God, although he had his own personal principles. But Christian dating is something that's supposed to give us an idea of what God wanted for us in Eden. And although we're fallen beings who are degraded by sin, there's still an ideal that he has mm-hmm. for us, and it will improve us, it will shape us, and it's supposed to draw us closer to him.
Now, I promise my listeners that we talk about the breakup. And the reason we do this is because everyone hates the breakup. We yes. wish we could figure out how to avoid the breakup. And whether it be in a relationship such as yours, which was just a dating relationship, or whether it is in a marriage, the breakup is a hard thing to go through. So just explain that day that you or her decided, okay, we are just not meant for each other. It's not that we're flawed human beings. We're just not meant for each other. How did that conversation go?
It was a very difficult one. It was done over a lunch. And it took at least an hour for me to actually say the words. And as I tried to prove to her why I wasn't the man who she was supposed to be with for the rest of her life, she would come back with rebuttals, mm-hmm. essentially saying why
she was
I was.
She was a very smart lady too.
Oh yes, very smart, very intelligent, you know, going for her master's and then doctorates. Mm-hmm. And it rattled my brain, and these pains kept coming mm-hmm. in my stomach because I did not want to break her heart. And I, at the time, while we were in a relationship, I felt like I loved her. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't biblical love. It mm-hmm. was more so true infatuation. Mm-hmm. It was admiration, but it wasn't really love. I wasn't willing to sacrifice the way I should have for her. When it came down to it, when I said the words, of course, the tears start to come. Mm-hmm. And to get past that without trying to make up in a way that a parent would a child mm-hmm. when they cry, like, oh, yeah. let me pick you up, yeah, let me hold you.
It's very difficult.
It's very difficult.
Not to be consoling and...
But she didn't accept it until a few days later.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it... You know, I've often wondered why you can't fall in love with the people who've also fallen in love with you. But I see that quite often where someone will really fall in love with someone else, but that person didn't fall back in love.
Right.
And you can't force that person. All the arguments in the world can't make that person love you.
Right.
I would like to know your take on some of the reality shows that are that we see on television where, like with The Bachelor, you know, he'll start out with 30 women that he's dating.
Wow.
And that kind of thing. Do you think that colors or distorts for young men and women coming up what courtship should really be about?
It does. I think it's complete foolishness, really. And I believe that most of those shows are actually watched by people who are already married or already in long-term relationships. And maybe in their minds, they feel as though, wow, I wish I could be like that guy.
Yeah.
I think it's more so targeted to an older audience. For the young people, I'd say what messes with our minds are reality shows that have a lot of promiscuity in them. The Bachelor, or I guess The Bachelorette, I'm not so sure what's out there right now. That does involve promiscuity. However, it's from an older perspective.
Mm-hmm.
The younger people, they're influenced by shows that promote a lifestyle where there's you don't see the real loneliness behind it. You don't see the real pain behind it. And because all the glitz and glamour are what's put on the screen, and not even the glitz and glamour mm-hmm. are God's ideal for us, we get caught up thinking that we can live the same lifestyles however we experience the pains.
We're almost to the end of our show, can you believe it? But I wanted you to share in conclusion what you learned from your first dating experience that you have been able to apply to this relationship that you're in now.
Wow. That is very important to listen to what a woman has to say, at least from a man's perspective. I mean, I think on both parts, it's incredibly important just to listen, to really discover what that person's needs are, and to understand what love languages they speak.
Mm.
I don't speak the love language of gifts. Neither do I expect gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more so one that appreciates acts of service,
mm-hmm.
Physical touch, words of affirmation. And especially as a man, when I'm doing my best to become more educated and to get a better job and to make money and provide for my future family, as a man of God should,
mm-hmm.
I really need someone behind me who I believe is worth it, mm-hmm. who's also pushing me to be better and better.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, listener, dear listener, I hope you've appreciated Joshua and his testimony here. We know that Satan is seeking whom he can devour, and he tends to start at a very early age. And that relationship will, as you pointed out, serve to strengthen us or to break us down. And we wish the best for all of you. And with that, I'll just say keep learning.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.